With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. In a first person on Baptist Press, Lisa Farrell says that God's people must remain vigilant and mindful of the need to pray for missionaries and the people they're ministering to. She writes, "So we must be persistent in our unwavering prayer for these places and people. God has and never will leave or forget, and He sees every person every day in these circumstances. He wants us to come to Him consistently and passionately bring these places and people before His throne. He listens and sees." And she reminds us that there are needs that go beyond a news cycle. She says, "Staying mindful of so many people may seem overwhelming. It doesn't have to be. The Holy Spirit is ready to direct your prayers. Daily prayer requests like the ones you find at imb.org/pray will keep you from forgetting precious people. Media can certainly be used to direct your prayers, but don't let it be your only source of prayer request. The need remains even when the news coverage fades."
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at The Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In a Lifeway Bible study on Baptist Press, it says God's chosen people, the Israelites, had a habit of worshiping idols, though God had explicitly told them not to. Even Solomon, the wisest king ever, succumbed to foolishness and worshiped idols, leading his people to do the same. The Lord knows that people following idols is hurtful not only to Him as the Creator, but also to all His image bearers. Idolatry is evil, a violation against God's good instructions. It's also foolish, senseless, and purposeless. When we follow idols, we exert energy toward something that will only turn to ashes, falling through our fingers like dust. Idolatry also leads us to misperceive God's created world, ourselves, and our role in it. This twisting of God's good creation and order has dire and deadly consequences for us, others, and the whole world. Therefore, the Lord will not abide in our rebellion. Too much is at stake, both His glory and our well-being. God, who is slow to anger and abounding in love, does all He will to draw us back to Himself. To ancient Israel and Judah, He sent prophets and made His law and goodness known. To us, He has sent Jesus, because His desire is that no one be lost in eternity. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.